Time now for our regular Tuesday morning visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And we're joined on the program today by Nancy Madsen of the PolitiFact Virginia staff. Welcome, Nancy. I think this is the first time you've been with us here on WCVE's radio version of PolitiFact Virginia.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, welcome. All right, we want to ask you about an item you wrote about recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column. It concerned a statement made by Terry McAuliffe. He's the apparent Democratic nominee for governor in this year's election. He has no opponents for the nomination at this point. He's a businessman, among other things, and he made a statement that he said Virginia economic development officials, quote, decided they didn't want to bid on his company's electric automobile plant, which eventually went to another state. Now, you looked into this, and I must say, reading it, it was a little bit involved. Apparently, the Virginia officials did indicate some interest in attracting that plant to Virginia, but had some concerns, and so it seems to be a matter of whether those concerns were addressed or not. Would you explain all this?
Yes. So in December, Terry McAuliffe, who, as you said, is the Democratic candidate for governor in November's election, told a group of reporters that the Virginia Economic Development Partnership decided they didn't want to bid on a plant for Greentech Automotive. Greentech was bought by McAuliffe in 2009, who is chairman of the board. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request, which gave us access to hundreds of pages of emails and documents. And in them, Greentech presented the possibility of a manufacturing plant to VEDP officials in August 2009. Later, in October, the day before site visits in Virginia, Greentech announced a plant would be built in Mississippi. But the parties continued discussing Virginia as a site through November, with occasional contact since. Greentech had asked the state for support to create an entity to attract foreign investment, but VEDP officials recommended against it in November 2009. The reason was that Greentech had not responded to due diligence questions that are a gateway to state programs and subsidies. So in the end, we found that the onus to respond was on Greentech. Company officials had not provided VEDP with all the necessary information. So it's not VEDP's fault that the car company had failed to locate a plant in the Commonwealth. We ruled McAuliffe's claim false.
All right. False on the truth-o-meter. Thank you, Nancy Madsen of PolitiFact Virginia. We have a PolitiFact Virginia report each Tuesday morning at this time here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition.